James, are you a good kisser?
Yeah.
Whoa.
It's Brooke and Jubal in the morning. If you're just tuning in for the second part of today's second date update, that's James. And James isn't getting a call back from a girl named Brittany. He says at the end of the date, he did his signature move, as he calls it, while they were walking after dinner. They were talking about whatever, and he shushed her and then went in for the kiss, and she kissed him. But, James, I didn't get enough details on the kiss. You said that you kissed her, but I need more detail on it to see if, like, she should be calling you back. So here, we're going to role play a little bit, all right, James?
Oh, God.
I'm her and you're me. No. Or you're her and I'm me. Whatever. However you want to do it. But I'm just going to start kissing you, and then you tell me when you've had enough, okay?
No.
Here we go.
All right.
Say enough,
all right, yeah,
James.
That's all I can say. That's it.
Is that it?
I'm done.
Yeah, you're
enough.
A terrible kisser. That's why.
Oh, my God.
That is why you're not getting a call back, okay? I can
right.
tell. You're a bad kisser.
Got it.
All right.
Oh, James.
We're about to get her on the phone and find out why she's not calling you back after what seems like a successful date. I mean, you got a kiss at the end of the night, and it's strange that she hasn't answered any of your texts.
That's what I'm saying.
Can I ask, are you like a moves type of guy, or were you able to actually show her like your real personality?
First of all, the move is a part of my personality.
Good answer, bro.
I'm just saying, when you come on a date with like some rehearsed plan, a lot of times you may get lost in that.
Look, I may not have invented it, but it works for me every time, and there's a reason it's in the movies.
Okay. That's true. There probably is a reason it's in the movies. All right, man. Well, I'm going to dial her phone number right now, get her on the phone, and find out why she's not calling you back, okay?
Okay.
All right, here we go.
Hello?
Hi, can I speak to Brittany, please?
This is she.
Hey, Brittany, how are you? This is Jubal from Brooke and Jubal in the Morning. It's a radio show.
I'm sorry, I don't know who this is.
Oh, that surprises me with how quickly you answered. I figured you'd be a huge fan. It's a morning radio show, and somebody recently sent us an email about you, and that's why I'm calling today.
I don't understand what's happening.
Well, it's a segment we do on our show called The Second Date Update. Basically, if you go out with somebody on a date and then don't call them back after, they email us to see if we can get you on the phone and find out what went wrong. So you recently went out on a date with one of our listeners. His name is James. Do you remember going out with James?
Oh, my God.
Oh.
Yeah.
Right, is that a good oh, my God, or a bad oh, my God?
It's a bad oh, my God.
Bad oh, my God.
Oh.
Do you have a few minutes to tell us about your date with James?
Not really. I kind of want to move on from it.
That bad?
Well, if I could just get you for like a second to talk about it, it would help out a lot. He actually liked you a lot, and he's wondering why you're not calling him back. I promise it'll just take a second. We just want to know if he did anything wrong on your date.
I don't know. He just seems like a self-centered type of dude, and I just was turned off by it.
Self-centered, like he talked about himself the whole time and didn't pay attention to anything you were saying or something?
He didn't pay attention to anything that I was saying.
Really?
Nothing.
Oh.
Like he wasn't having a conversation with you, he was just telling you about stuff?
Well, it's like when I was trying to open up to him, you can tell he just was not listening, like at all.
Really?
Well, for the way he tells it, everything went amazing. And you guys had a wonderful time, and you kissed at the end of the evening, and you even were like, hey, we'll go out again. So what part is, let me hear your side of the story, because what part is self-centered, according to you? Because he didn't sound like anything was like that at all.
I love that it's making you laugh.
Well, I just can't believe that's what he told you, because he completely missed the most important part of that actual story.
What?
Okay, what's the most important part?
Well, dinner was fine, and when we were leaving the restaurant, we were just casually walking, and I was telling him a very personal story about my parents.
Mm-hmm.
And unfortunately, my parents got a divorce, and my dad recently passed away.
Oh, that's
and
sad.
So it's like a real, raw moment mm-hmm. for me,
yeah.
And I'm telling him this, and then he had the audacity to f***ing shush me.
Oh,
are you serious?
That was when it happened?
Are you serious?
I'm dead serious. And not only that, after he shushed me, he kissed me for like 10 seconds.
So,
oh my gosh,
if I'm getting this right, he wasn't paying attention to a word you were saying. You were telling him something very intimate, and then he told you to shut up and kiss you.
Exactly. That's exactly
why didn't you tell him what was going on?
I was telling him. I just literally told him. He wasn't listening.
Oh, I'd be mortified.
Man.
And
okay,
pissed.
So.
Oh, God.
Did you kiss him back or?
No, I was in shock. My lips were just there, and his lips were just all on mine.
Oh my gosh! Talk about
Brittany.
Bad
I'm
timing.
Sorry. I can understand why you wouldn't want to call him back.
So bad.
Oh man,
that was the most awkward thing that's ever happened to me on a date.
If somebody did that to me, I wouldn't want to ever talk to them again. Do you ever want to talk to him again?
No.
Oh well, that's too bad because I have to let you know that he's actually on the other line listening right now.
What the hell is this?
James,
oh
are you
gosh.
There?
Yeah, I am so sorry. I'm completely mortified.
Yeah,
that's
me
awful.
Too.
Would this be a bad time to offer my condolences for your family?
It would be a bit late.
I would think this is a bad time, James.
Well, yeah, I mean, I screwed up. I was just, honestly, I was so focused on trying to kiss you that, I mean, this is definitely going to make me rethink about ever using that move again.
Yeah. Your move kind of backfired, James. Brittany, if you don't know what James was doing, apparently, this is what he told us earlier, that's his signature move at the end of a date.
Don't worry.
If he wants to kiss a girl, he waits until they're talking about something, and then he goes, shh, and then kisses her.
At the right time.
I think... This time, it was very bad for him.
It was very f***ing bad.
Yeah.
Don't ever use that move again. That was dumb.
Brittany, we all rolled our eyes when he told us about it. But the thing is, and I get why you're upset, but he said such nice things about you when we talked to him earlier.
Okay, that's nice and all, but it doesn't erase the fact of what he did.
I mean, can I just interject real quick? I mean, technically, the move still worked.
Oh.
I think you're right.
I mean, she did kiss me.
I didn't kiss you. I was stunned. I was standing there. It's like, just telling you that I death in the family, and you shushed me.
Sounds so bad every time.
Yeah, I know. It's bad. It's bad. And, you know, I really hope you can forgive me in that, like, we can move on from it and try again.
This is a perfect time to ask. Brittany, would you like to go out with James on a second date? We will pay for it.
Absolutely not.
Oh, Brittany. Oh.
Come on, are you
said
sure?
That you James... had a great time before that moment.
Yeah, and James likes you a lot. There's no chance on a second date?
He screwed up. He knows it.
No, he can try that move on somebody else.
Look, I promise I will never shush you again. You know, I'll just do the kissing part.
No, that doesn't make it any better. Clearly, you don't get it.
Yeah,
oh,
James, I think next time... You try to do your patented move where you shush a woman and then kiss her. Pay attention to what she's talking about before you do it.
Okay, so I'll modify the move.
Modify your move.
It is a good modification.
Brittany, thank you very much for your time. I know you weren't expecting this phone call, but thank you for sharing with us, okay?
No, thank you.
James, do you have anything else to say before we let you go?
Yeah, I think what I got out of it
is... Shh.